Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
In April 1972, along with a group of biology students and professors from Northeast Louisiana University, I traveled down the Texas coast to the Rio Grande Valley to experience the wonders of a flora and fauna mostly foreign to a Louisiana country boy. One of the stops was at Aransas National Wildlife Refuge, where one of the rarest birds in the world overwinters. At the time, there were less than 50 whooping cranes in the wild, and a handful of others in captivity. Whooping cranes are unlike any other bird in the Western Hemisphere. At 5 feet tall, they can stand flat-footed and look you square in the eye. They have a wingspan of 7 feet, and males weigh 16 pounds. Their trumpeting calls during the mating season resemble the approach of a Roman legion more than birdsong. In 1941, the population reached an all-time low of 16 birds remaining on the planet as a result of habitat loss and illegal hunting. The Aransas cranes were the remnants of a population that migrated 2,400 miles twice a year to and from their breeding grounds in the remote Wood Buffalo National Park of northern Canada and a small patch of marsh on the Texas coast. Other non-migratory populations, including a minute group in southwest Louisiana, persisted until the late 1940s. Since that time, one of the most heralded conservation successes in history has occurred. Whooping cranes were plucked from the brink of extinction. Pioneering research using captive reared birds overcame obstacles such as keeping young pin-reared birds wild to enhance their survival. As the act of migration is to some degree a learned trait, the lab-hatched cranes had to be taught to fly south in autumn, a daring project to lead young birds across the continent using ultralight aircraft has proven amazingly successful. Recent censuses show 355 cranes in migratory flocks and 29 wild birds in established non-migratory groups. Additionally, 152 captive cranes live in several different facilities. The world population now stands at about 536. 38 years ago, I was fortunate to see one whooping crane at Aransas. On a trip back to the refuge in 2006, I was able to find two from the top of a 40-foot-high observation tower. Little more than distant mirages in the vast marsh, these birds symbolize the yet tenuous nature of their existence and their vulnerability should an ill-timed hurricane or major oil spill fall upon the entire wintering population. Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposes to reintroduce whooping cranes into their old haunts in the White Lake area of southwest Louisiana beginning in early 2011. We should embrace this effort as the beginning of a determined endeavor to make our coastal wetlands whole again.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.